Alleluia, Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Please be seated. Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Jeff Fisher, and I am Bishop Suffragan in the Episcopal Diocese of Texas, and I'm the bishop for the East region of our diocese. My pleasure and honor to be with you, my friends, at St. Stephen's Episcopal Church in Huntsville. And so far this morning, you're living up to the billing I say about you throughout the diocese, and that this is the best singing congregation, the Diocese of Texas. It's also been wonderful to be here with clergy that are out in the congregation and up here. And so for all the clergy that serve this place and the afternoon congregation, let's give them a round of applause. Now, I met your rector, Blake Ryder, 25 years ago, when both of us were sent from this diocese, both of us from different congregations, off to be formed as clergy at the Virginia Theological Seminary. And over these last 25 years, Blake has been an important part to me and to our family as a friend, but I also know that you join with me in knowing that he is a fantastic leader. So for his leadership in this congregation, let's give Blake a round of applause. Now, back in the 1950s, a woman named Sherry Lewis began her career as a famous puppeteer and ventriloquist. Sherry Lewis created several puppets that were featured on children's television in the 50s and 60s. Sherry's most famous puppet was called Lamb Chop. Lamb Chop was a puppet of a lamb, a puppet made out of a white fleecy sock with eyes of black felt. Then Sherry Lewis made a comeback on children's television in the 1990s with her show titled Lamb Chop's Play Along. Now, when both of our sons were growing up, they would watch Lamb Chop on PBS. And the show would always end with a song that would annoy parents. At the conclusion of Lamb Chop's Play Along, Sherry Lewis and Lamb Chop and all of the other puppets would sing a pesky song, a song appropriately titled, The Song That Doesn't End. This is the song that doesn't end. Yes, it goes on and on, my friend. Some people started singing it, not knowing what it was, and they'll continue singing it forever just because this is the song that doesn't end. And it goes on and on, my friend. And the most annoying thing is that once you get that pesky song in your mind, you will find yourself singing that song that doesn't end in your head for hours. In the Bible, the Gospel of John tells us that on the night before Jesus died for us, Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart from this world. And having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. That end came on Good Friday, as Jesus nailed to the cross proclaims this, it is finished. On Good Friday, the party is over. The stone is rolled over the entrance to the tomb, and the song of love has come to an end. Yet the Gospel of Matthew tells us that just as the first day of the week is dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary go to see the tomb. However, an angel of the Lord has already rolled away the stone covering the tomb. Then the angel proclaims to the women, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised." Mary Magdalene's heart, it begins to burn inside of her. And in her head, she hears a song come up from the recesses of her memory. "This is the song that does not end. Yes, it goes on and on, my friend." In her heart, Mary Magdalene believes that Jesus is alive and that the song of love doesn't end. For having loved his own who were in the world, Jesus loved them to the end. And now Mary Magdalene sees with her heart that there will never, ever be an end to Jesus' love for her. And the angel at the empty tomb says, "Then go quickly and tell his disciples that Jesus has been raised from the dead." So the women leave the tomb quickly with fear and great joy, running to tell the male disciples. While running on their way, suddenly the risen Jesus meets them and exclaims, "Greetings." The women then run up to the risen Jesus, take hold of his feet, and worship him. And in the love of the risen Jesus, the women sing out, "This is the song that doesn't end. Yes, it goes on and on, my friend." The risen Jesus then instructs the women by stating, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." In the Bible, after the Easter story, the last chapter of the Gospel of Matthew concludes with the women disciples and the male disciples all in Galilee. In Galilee, on top of a mountain, the risen Jesus commissions all the disciples to go out into all the world to baptize and to teach and to love. And then the Gospel of Matthew ends with the very last words of Jesus to us, as Jesus proclaims this, "And remember, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." This is the song that doesn't end. Yes, it goes on and on, my friend. For after Jesus is risen and ascended, then both Jews and non-Jews alike are included as God's people, as they all sing together with no partiality. And then St. Stephen and St. Paul and St. Francis and St. Clair, they all get that pesky song stuck in their heads, the song of love. And then Martin Luther King Jr. and Mother Teresa and all my ancestors in the faith, they all start singing that song, the song that doesn't end. For having loved his own who were in the world, Jesus loved them to the end. And when we see the risen Jesus in our own hearts, we know that there is never, ever, ever an end to Jesus' love for us. And I too have heard the song that doesn't end. I heard the song of love when I was in my church youth group in high school, as the risen Jesus converted me and became a real presence in my life. I heard the song of love when God called my family out of our comfortable life in suburban Houston to go off to seminary in Virginia, where I became a classmate and friend of Blake Ryder. I heard the song of love when God called me to be ordained as a bishop, where I made a vow to join all the apostles as a proclaimer of the resurrection. For I believe that Jesus is the way and the truth and the life. I believe that I see the risen Jesus in my heart. I believe that Jesus loves me with a love that will never end. Today, on this Easter morning, we stand at the empty tomb. We see the risen Jesus with our hearts. We believe that Jesus is alive today. And so we sing. This is the song that doesn't end. Yes, it goes on and on, my friend. Some people started singing and not knowing what it was, and they'll continue singing it forever just because this is the song that doesn't end. Yes, it goes on and on, my friends. Some people started singing and not knowing what it was, and they'll continue singing it forever just because. Love without end.
Amen. Amen.